Blog Talk Radio.
To the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. It's been a great week and everything. Please check us out on the truthisthetruth.net. That's the truthisthetruth.net. Go onto that website and subscribe and be part of the truth, because in the end, the truth always wins out. And you can give us a call and be part of our roundtable of discussions. It was 515-602-9657 to call in any time. And we got a lot of stuff going on. You know, I want to tell you, a lot of people think we're crazy with some of the things that we say and do. And somehow, or some way, it always ends up coming in reality in some form. And a number of things that we have said over the last few months about the Bidens now coming to reality. We have predicted a couple months back when the plea deal was first announced, they said that is going to go, and the evidence should, if the legal field was right and just, the evidence will come in and neglect that deal. So over the last couple of days. They started coming. Don't forget, we had the commission, the committees that were coming in, and these witnesses, and the docs, and the webs, and the laptop from hell, and all that stuff, and all the emails and stuff, and the videotapes, and the audio tapes, and things of that nature were coming in, and then the witnesses, basically say things, including what they call the violation of the Mann Act, that Hunter Biden bought some prostitutes in California, flew them over to Delaware, which is a federal violation, federal law. It's a felony, and all that stuff. And we was and then used that whole thing, the whole process. He paid for it, and then he tried, then he put it on his tax returns to try and get money back. You know, as you know, so you know, that's all tax fraud among other things. And we knew that it wasn't going to be two misdemeanors and a felony that he's going to plead to with probation. We knew that was going to end up being kicked out, and we predicted that. And lo and behold, today, that's exactly what happened. And you know, the truth is out there, boys and people. We got it right. We were going it right all the time. It doesn't matter if it's a criminal in Broward County or a criminal in Florida or a criminal in D.C. or anywhere else. If you got the evidence, you got the information, you know it's going to happen sooner or later. And that's what happens. Sometimes time is your best resource, is the best thing there. And that's what happens. It is very important that you go by the facts. You go by wherever it leads. You follow the money trail and things like that, and you'll always catch the criminal. You could say lies, cheats, and everything else on the sun. You can have all kinds of stuff. But one thing you should know is you should not screw up with a judge. And this judge, they were trying to play games with this judge. So the violence of lawyers tried things. And now that their lawyers are being sanctioned, may end up in jail. And Biden is looking at not just the three charges, but he could be looking at a life in prison, among other things. But we'll give you this, and this is something that's being discussed. We will work out a plea deal if you give us everyone associated with the crimes of the kid, including Obama and everyone else, straight down the line, every crooked Democrat that you know, and you might get away with not having the death penalty on some other stuff. So, you know, it's going to be a hardcore lesson, but that's what happens. But you see, honesty and the truth always wins out in the end, and we will get that, and we'll continue to do that. So, you know, and that's what happens. See, justice may be blind, but justice also will win in the end on everything. And that's the key there. You know, and that's important. But before I bring on our co-host, I just want to say something. People, we were talking about a lot of different things, tales of off with a lot of different things today. And one of the things I found is some people are pretty angry on certain things in this life. And they tend to, when you talk it out, they tend to, they try to alleviate some of the pressure that they put on themselves, by themselves. And it creates a situation that really make them feel better in the end. So we talk and stuff like that. And one of the best things we always say is, God bless you. Have a blessed day, things of that nature, when you talk to them, and that lowers the pressure down on people. And only, so how you doing? How's things going? If you're not feeling good, we can put you on our prayer board. All those good things that you put in there and you talk about makes people feel good. And when you go and reach for the higher power, so to speak, and try to let loose of all the things that's within you and let God or the higher power to work with you, to guide you to a better life, a better situation, and then having said seeking revenge, it doesn't work. Revenge doesn't work because in the end, the revenge always seems to bite you in the ass if you try it. It just doesn't work. And that's what's happening right now with D.C. The Democrats hate Trump. They'll do anything under the sun to hate Trump, but it's going to bite them in the ass now. Every time they do an indictment, he goes up by 10, 15, 20 points or more. The latest...
How long do you think before... I know you didn't introduce her, but I'm thinking about how long do you think it'll take Hunter to sink boat everybody?
This is a guy that actually, his brother died, and he was after this one.
Every time he gets in trouble, he needs help and to be saved.
Right.
See, that's how he is, because he can't handle it. Okay, so
right.
Now he can't be saved. And how will he save himself? And how long will it take?
He will either die upon the sword and commit suicide, or go into jail for the rest of his life. Of course, it's heading there. He made so many mistakes between the laptop from hell, the text messages, the audio tapes, the Verisma bribe, all that stuff. He took his father down. There's no way Joe Biden is going to escape this. He's looking at treason. That's the difference.
Significant took himself down when he opened his mouth up about Burisma.
Yeah, that in that video, that was true. But no. I think the Bidens brag, may it be Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or Frankman,
because they think they're better and above us, because they'll never be held accountable. You know,
except,
they laugh about.
Yeah,
they
except right now
like
they are being held, and the thing is they are now being held accountable.
Understand. They think that they're like Hillary.
Yes.
And Obama.
Except Obama has another story. Obama, the Massachusetts police is investigating the chef that died near the Obama's.
Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so I'm wondering, how would he drown while cooking a Chateaubriand?
What's happening is afternoon, they ruled it as a homicide and now looking at it as a murder case. So, and they're looking directly at Obama.
It sounds like Foster. It sounds like Foster. He died somewhere and they put him in the water. And you know how know that he didn't drown? Because he won't have water in his lungs.
Well, they're looking directly at the people in Obama. They're looking directly at Obama because he worked for Obama. And he was there just before him.
When you drown, you have water in your lungs. If you're dead already, there's no way you can have water in your lungs.
Right.
Right.
And that's a big thing there. You know, and that's what they're looking at. And they ruled it a homicide, so let's see where it goes. All right? So we got to wait for that. But, you're right. It's just like, it sounds like Hillary's been first Foster type of thing. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same. You know, but again, let me introduce. What you're hearing now is my co-host Scarlett. Scarlett, you know, she and I work together on this stuff, and she's the one that is out there really. And a lot of her stuff that she's been saying over the last months are becoming true in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
So you know, and we work, and we have a team that we actually go and go through, and we actually double, triple, and quadruple stuff that we say. It's always been verified, and we have inside information that we got, you know, and which we can't divulge because that's what confident informants do.
Let's talk about Fauci. When are they going to go after Fauci?
They're doing it now in a lot of different ways, and there's a lot of lawsuits pending and criminal actions pending by each state. It's an ongoing thing.
Okay, let's talk about two new things. There's a big outbreak of tuberculosis and syphilis. Okay?
That was the other one that came out, yes.
There's very little penicillin, an antibiotic, because it comes out of China. Everything seems to be coming out of China now. We don't seem to be manufacturing our own antibiotics or anything. What is this?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Did that go back to the Bush years? Was he an idiot?
It could be.
Yeah, he was.
I think it goes back to when we opened. I think it goes all the way back to Nixon. Don't forget that Nixon opened up the doors for China. So that started that. So we'll see. I think it goes all the way back to there.
Do you think America was suckers?
I don't know. You know, in order to get detente, in order to start, you know, we're not isolated. We used to depend on two oceans to save us from in between. You know, the waters of the Pacific, save through the Pacific Ocean,
you know,
save us there, Atlantic
and
the other.
Nothing wrong with doing trade around the world, but It would be better if we manufactured it and created it and sent it there.
Yes,
and
that's what they said.
Let me buy from
them.
So it's it's mutual on both ends of the rainbow.
That's one of the things that Trump said when he gets back in, and that's in a little while, that he's going to make sure everything's made in America. Don't listen to Biden say making America stuff. That's
you
not
know
happening
you know
at
what?
All.
We're back to recall again. Okay? Cars, autos, different manufacturers, food. You can know just recall on everything. Okay? Because there's a problem. And nobody seems to do. And the reason we have an outbreak of tuberculosis and syphilis is because of what's coming through the border.
Okay, let's bring on our caller. We have a caller 352. Let's bring him this person on. Hello, 352. Who am I speaking with, and what's your question?
Hey, man, greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm checking in.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, and what would you like to say?
Well, I'd like to give honor and praise to the Courageous broadcast. I'm glad y'all are around. I'm getting in a little late, but I just got in. But I want to tell y'all, this is your Michael Jordan, and it's time to make a change.
And what kind of change do you want us to make?
The kind of change, I want to see people live. I want to see people be fruitful with their labors. I want to see a whole healing come toward the surface. Tomorrow's not promised to nobody. Today is cash in hand. So while we got the cash in hand, let's make the right moves today.
That's important, and I agree. And what's great is that we all have to really within ourselves to fulfill our passions and our dreams, and we just got to make sure that we follow those passions and dreams and fight for it. Pick yourself, you fall down, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move forward in life. Never give up, always move forward. And that's one of the things I tell the people I talk to each day, even whatever the situation may be, never give up, because without all the stuff that's happened, we're still the greatest nation on earth. We still are that shiny light on the hill. We are really, really good. We have the opportunities. We're supposed to have a constitution that we're able to free religious, free speak. The thing is that the constitution not only protects our free speech, but it protects speech that we may not like to hear, but we have to be able to say it. We also have the ability to government not supposed to stand up and interfere with our work, our ideas, and our dreams. The less government, the more private sector, and we need to go and focus on that. I know people that have tremendous ideas, tremendous dreams. My co-host Scarlett is one of those that really loves to do certain things, and she's designated to doing that, building things off of it. I know someone that has a big heart that could be a great doctor or nurse or something and go in that direction. But she needs to clean her act up and change the environment she's in. The people you associate with is the people that direct you, and that's a hard thing to say, but the environment that you grow in, the environment that forms you. But if you have a positive, uplifting environment with no drugs, thugs, or criminals, and you start doing positive people, uplifting people, and successful people, you succeed. And it gives you that environment, that inspiration to fulfill those passions and dreams. And that's why it's very important. Do you ever hear of a pastor named Dr. David A. Anderson?
I'm not familiar. You got me on that one.
Okay. He is part of with the Bridgeway Community Church in Columbia, Maryland. He also has a radio show called the Bridge Leader Network. It's a radio show in D.C. And he has a book out called, he has two books out called, actually three, Grace Him, The Art of inclusion, a multicultural ministry handbook, and you also have a new one called I For Grace You, and they teach you all this stuff about trying to clear your soul by forgiving others and go from there, because if you forgive others, you're helping yourself, but you're also helping them, and they go that route. So that's a lot
Amen.
Of different things.
I believe in what you're saying, brother, and I love your own blog talk. Amplify your message. That's a powerful statement. You can't be heard without amplified.
You got to get out there. You got to hear
the blog talk radio show. That's 5 million subscribers, and everybody got to listen. So I'm texting
there
people right
go.
Now, telling them to call on to the show.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. You know, and right now we're trying to. There's a lot of things that were happening. We had the head of Homeland Security speaking in Congress today at the committee, and Maracas, and he admitted that the borders were closed. Then he admitted that the borders were open, and we're talking about fentanyl. And fentanyl kills over 300 people a day in this country die from drug overdose. And fentanyl is one of them, one of the main reasons for it. And he had like 75, I think it was 7,400 people, something like that, that were terrorists.
Wow.
That he did not want to name or tell Congress about it, but they'll get it. He refused to declare the amount of people that's on the terrorist watch list that they have, and a lot of people that they know that's in the country that couldn't catch. They have an open border to do that. And that's a big thing because we are on line 11. But, you know, so that's another big thing that we talked about. Of course, everybody knows about Hunter Biden. And, you know, when you continue to lie and try to manipulate the system, you tend to get caught sooner or later. And the judge did not like what the Hunter Biden's lawyers were doing. And they basically vacated the plea deal, which it should have been anyway, because what he got and is still doing, based on the evidence that's out there now, there's no way he should get probation. He needs at least a minimum of 10 years, but most likely when everything else comes in, we'll get more. So anyway, I want to thank you. Do you have any other things to say coming on? Hello.
I'm sorry. My daughter just gave me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Yeah, I apologize. My daughter just handed me a bottle. I'm making a bottle while I'm on the radio. I do apologize, but I am doing day to day.
No, kids are first. Kids come first.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I was talking to a young lady earlier this evening. And what I do, and we were supposed to do something with her, and she said, no, give me a call back in a day or two, because my three-year-old, I have to take care of my three-year-old. I said, kids always come first.
One love.
And,
All right. I do apologize. I'm
not a problem.
100.
Okay. I want to thank you for coming on and listening to the show, and always call in any time, okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're...
Okay, bye-bye now. There you go. That was cool. I like that. You know, I know he has to take care of his kid. You're in the background. It's like the young lady I was talking earlier about. Scott was here when I was doing that one. And I say, you can never defeat a three-year-old. You always got to let the three-year-old win. And the same thing just happened here on the radio, which is cool. Look. Kids are important.
Children,
that's the future.
Children will always come first. They're defenseless.
Right. That is the future. That is
the
future.
If you have children, they're number one. Okay? Unless there's an emergency.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they're number one. Okay?
Yeah.
They need their bottle, their meals, a hug, read a book, whatever it may be, they come first.
Right. It doesn't matter how old it is. That's the little kid that's still
right.
with the bottle, so it's got to be like 2 years
parent,
old, maybe.
You know what? You're a parent for life. It don't
there
matter what age a child is. because you're still there for your child, okay? It don't matter if they're 27, 35, 55. If they need you, you're there, front and center, no matter what, okay? And that's a true dug-in parent, okay?
Yeah.
It's not about the number. It's that, you know, you're there. Nothing else is more important. Things aren't important, more important than your child. And let's turn it around the other way. Parents are important. So nothing is more important than a child's parents. If they need you, they're there front and center. Okay? It works hand in hand. Okay? We find
that is true. No, that's right. You know, I was working with, earlier in the day, I was working with Hillsdale College. I heard everybody go into Hillsdale College and help them out. It's really good. It's interesting. It's a conservative college, university. But they're talking about, they are fighting to protect the kids, but protecting the parents, because the left is literally attacking the kids. You know, attacking the parents and the kids, and trying to tell the kids to not listen to the parents and stuff like that.
Trying to eliminate the family unit, trying to eliminate the nuclear family. Okay, that's what they're doing. They're trying to do it. And if a parent is smart and they have a handle on it, it will not be engaged. You know, remember when I used to tell our son, what did I used to tell him when he went to school? Just yes him to death and come home and tell him to go scratch.
Yes.
Right?
No.
And what did he do? He yesed him to death. They didn't know shit on a shingle. He came home. He told me what was up. And he felt good. He just blew it off.
So
he wasn't ostracized.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we've heard today, you know, we had some sad news in the entertainment field with Shanina O'Connor passing away at 56.
Sinead, whatever, how you pronounce the last name. Okay.
Yeah, S-I-N-E-A-D, Sinead O'Connor. But she passed away a year after her son committed suicide. And according to people that surround her, based on the interviews that have been coming in, is that she wanted to die to be with her son. Mental illness is very important, and one of the things we need. And Biden kind of hooked around with mental illness because he's trying to show things that he's helping people, but he's not. All he's doing is trying to get a vote on stuff and do absolutely nothing to help. Mental illness is very important. You need to expand the health industry into helping people with mental illness, psychiatrists, psychologists.
We need a lot more tender, loving care. Don't you agree? And
but
a
you
lot
got,
more TLC.
You got to understand. Yeah. You got to understand and find out what's making these people do what they do. And you need to get into the root. It's either, you know, something happened in childhood. Something happens in an incident. Something happened. Inherited. There's a lot of different things out there. But you gotta have time and patience with it, and talk to these people, and not throw away, and not use them as a vote. Biden uses them as a vote, just like he uses the black community, just like he uses the Latino community.
If people knew that she was heartbroken, because that's what she was.
Yeah.
They could have done something, you know. She could have done a memorial.
According to some interviews, some of these reports coming in, they tried to talk to her and tried to get her help, but she just determined. And to do what she did, and eventually it did. People, you know, sometimes, you know, when a husband and wife, when a husband passes on after 40 or 50 years together, 60 years, and then the wife dies not too long after that because of broken heart. This is the same idea in a way, but there's more to it, too, because don't forget, she also was a recovering addict. in her own way. And she happened to
give you another mother. I'll give you a mother-daughter here, a couple. Carrie Fisher passed away, and a day later, Debbie Reynolds passed away. Okay?
Yeah. That's also a broken heart.
Just a broken heart, natural, just wanted to be with her child. She couldn't fathom the loss of her daughter.
No, I understand. I actually understand. There's certain things out there. You know, I think we all have that somewhere. You know, so that's important. But we still got to focus on mental health on that. Also, we're talking about Emmett Till. This goes back into the early 1900s and what happened to him. That was disgusting. But and we already have certain things going on with that over the years. But everybody knows who happened to him and what it is and stuff. But he Biden again trying to make get votes on race. If you don't support me, you ain't black. That type of thing he said, and that's wrong too. Look, Biden is just a race baiter, and just like Sharpton and others in the left, Joey from MSNBC and a bunch of others. They're all race baiters and they're all hate. And they're trying to
use that as means
for political
purposes. Slavery has happened in many different periods of time, going all the way back to the Hebrews under Ramesses. And then you had here with black people who had endured not only from whites, from also blacks, slavery. Okay? And I still say this. When our Constitution was ratified, it should have been stated in there that everybody was free. Women should have been able to vote. We were all equal. Not men. Everybody in this country, in this great experiment, is equal. And free.
We are equal. But you see what's happening now is that they're trying to
explain. It wouldn't have made a difference.
It would have made a difference back in the day because the colonies would not have been united. We had to, in order to get what we got, we had to make some deals. And that was it, to get the 13 colonies to actually agree to the Constitution, and they did, and they knew, and with the amendments, we approved it, and made it better over a period of time. And then we had Abraham Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation. 1964, you had the other stuff. So everything is going down the line. Got the Civil Rights Bill.
They're human beings.
Yes. They are human beings. Well, I'm saying things change. But that's what that happens. But
today we're fighting, you know what? The left zooms them up so badly.
Yeah.
It makes them feel like nothing. Poor thing. You are a slave.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
Not today. There are no slaves. Everybody in this country is free
that
called, and equal.
The gentleman that called earlier, he's black. You can feel it, you know. And he was talking about that. We're on the same level, and we need to be.
It's about content of a. It's about a person. Okay.
The guy was from the Neon Nation. By the way, the guy's from the pastor was from Neon Nation, and that's important. That's Neon Nation. And he was in the chat room when he was on the radio.
With the baby with the bottle? Okay.
Yeah.
My point is, we're just all human beings trying to make it through life. Okay? Got to get up. Got to create revenue or whatever you do and have respect. Okay?
Yeah. Now,
and that is not being expressed.
That's true. And like I said earlier with the gentleman earlier, Nicola, we all have the abilities to fulfill our passions and dreams. And we got to keep going forward. And it's the people you associate with. If you change the environment to a more positive, more successful environment, and people that will uplift you and empower you, that's when you succeed in life. and to stay away from people that kill people with the drugs.
The new administration, when it comes in, needs to express this stuff.
Yes. And I promise you,
and actually be a man. Think about this.
I promise you that's going to happen with visions that we say.
That positive aspect of respect.
That's right, among other things. Everything you do is supposed to be positive. You got to look up, not down. And you got to look for a hand up, not a hand out. You got to build yourself on what you're about to do.
Because then you can adventure and journey and create your own. And it's exciting and it's fun. And there's no drama to it. Okay? And
yes. Also, we also got a couple other things we got through before the show ends. We got Fed hike that went up 20. The Fed's hiked the interest rates by 25 basis points, which meant it's a quarter point, 25 basis points, one quarter.
Do you know what that is going to affect? You know how buying real
estate,
credit card. Inflation?
No, it's not. It's going up.
Everything's going to go up.
It's going to go up. It's slowing the economy. Every time interest rates go up, the economy slows. It's like a tax hike.
I got a new electric bill today because it blew my mind. I never had an electric bill this high, ever. $241. Holy shit. For what, I don't know. I'm saying FTLN is doing something with the gas shit. I think they're full of shit. And I think Governor Asshole, I'm sorry, he's an asshole, is allowing them to torch us. Because I'm not the
actually
only one that's
been
torched.
No, what? I think he's a lot. I think he actually, they wanted more. They actually they wanted a bigger increase. They got a third of what they wanted.
Otherwise,
it would freak them.
What increase?
Inflation. Inflation, cost of everything. They got to pay
the
prices too.
There you go, people. $241.06. Same amount of usage of electricity. Haven't changed from last month. According to my year ago, I used about 1,100 kilowatts less. No shit.
Yeah. We got also, there was also, besides the Maracas hearing in Congress, they also had the UFO hearing in Congress. And what's unique about that is that there is now NASA and a bunch of others. Well, NASA already said that there's life on other planets. They know that for sure. And there is, and they know that. And it doesn't have to be like us. It could be other things. They announced that a long time ago. But the other people have pictures and videos, and a couple guys actually said they have that Area 51 is real type of thing. It came out that the U.S. Air Force has bodies of aliens somewhere. And that came into that thing. So, you know, first contact.
So they're amongst us.
Yeah.
Okay. So they think we're the savage nation, man. Look at society.
I don't know. We don't know. We need, getting off track. We everybody thought Falcons would be the first contact. But that's Star Trek. But the thing is, we don't know who was the first contact because it hasn't been in there. But we know that it's already been established. At least most people do. And so they have a pressure to hold a congressional hearing on it.
I don't think society could handle it.
But would you believe that Homeland Security and a bunch of others were pressuring people not to testify at the hearing? So there's something there to it. There's a dare there. Already now it's a theme for the X-Files because that's exactly what's going on for the X-Files. You know, it's funny because the truth is out there. It was the X-Files, but... we are the voice of the people,
with
and
the
truth is out
man?
There.
Hold it. With the smoking man?
Yeah, well, except I don't know if you have a smoking man in this. No.
Okay.
So that's, you know, and no, that's interesting stuff. But, you know, going back to the lead story with the Bidens, the FBI turned out that they had evidence for many years about Biden, Joe Biden and his family. It's the syndicate. It's the whole Biden family. It's not just Joe Biden. It's not just Hunter Biden, but it's brothers, sisters, daughters, little kids, the hundreds of LLCs combined. It's a real syndicate. It's a real racketeering type of situation. It's really integrated. It makes the mob look weak. The Bidens are really a criminal enterprise, and they are going down slowly, but they are going down. And thank you again for McCarthy, who started the hearings in the process of impeachment, not only on Biden, but also on Garland Mayorkas Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, it's all starting in the next few days or weeks. You're going to have all kinds of different stuff set up. The evidence is there. Okay. We got testimony from from Hunter's partner and business partner on Monday. They already got a deposition ready for it. And they got that, and that's what led McCarthy to sign up on the impeachment, because it's hit the levels of impeachment now, and it's starting it. So Monday was that, between that and the letters.
Is that probably why Mitch McConnell bribed today?
Mitch McConnell, okay, for those that don't know it, but Mitch McConnell looked like he had a mild stroke or some kind of stroke today as he went out to speak. He started to say a couple of things, and then he went silent for about 20 seconds, and they escorted him.
That cryptocurrency shit with Ukraine? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His days are numbered.
Yeah, they're all crooked, and they're all going to go down. And what's happening in Ukraine? Thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's they got a bill that's going to defund the Ukraine stuff, it looks like it's going to happen. The budget for the military is not going to get it because of that. They want, and also like to thank Tuberville. Up in the Senate, that's preventing these people being confirmed until they get rid of abortions in the military. The military, and so that's another thing. Abortion is murder. I don't care who you are, what you are, and everything else. You are literally killing life. Life begins at conception, and if you abort a baby in the womb, you're murdering that baby. You're killing life.
Ohio,
you should be deceptive.
Ohio is changing their constitution. They're opening it up and putting an amendment in that they can have abortion.
And I think that's going to cost them a lot in the end. So,
they turned blue.
Ohio's not blue. Ohio's a red state.
You know what?
But the state legislature may not be.
Don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in the position that you have to decide, should I or shouldn't I? Okay? It's real easy. Okay? And don't get pregnant and don't use it as a form of contraception. Okay?
Okay.
If you're pregnant, carry it through. Deliver the child. I think we should instill a law that fathers have a say over their unborn child, and that will stop that. Okay.
Yeah.
So if the woman doesn't want to have the baby, like she doesn't want to care for it, she can't abort it. I say listed as murder because the father wants it. The father has a say over his unborn child. May not have a say over her body, but he has a say over his unborn child. That is part. That child was made with a sperm and an egg. So I think that sperm counts for something.
Well, we got more news coming in now. Yet another detransitioned woman sues the doctors for $1 million after permanently disfiguring her body as a vulnerable teenager. Red states must make it as easy as possible to plead these health care predators dry for mutilating these kids. And that's another one that's coming true.
Look how many years it's been going on, and it just came to the top.
And going back to
genocide on their bodies,
yeah.
It's just insane.
And I also want to thank Representative Matt Gaetz, great guy in Florida, met him a couple of times, really good guy. He went after DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas by saying this, quote, "You are doing the bidding of the cartels," and unquote. That is true because he's allowing these kids, and I want to go back to the fentanyl and killing of people. You know, and this is really terrible what's going on with these kids and these people.
Yeah.
300 people, let me go back to 300 people die a day from drug overdose in this country,
yeah.
Mostly from fentanyl.
Yeah.
Blood
yeah.
is on the hands of Maracas and Biden and others. That border should be secure. It should be closed. The borders, the walls should be there, and ICE should be around. Border security should be around. They should have kept the troops that Biden had, that Trump had, that trust troops that Mexico, that Trump got Mexico to put in over there, and the Mexican side. And stay in Mexico and all those policies and not do a damn thing. And then, of course, if Biden is not doing anything, Texas have to take it on their own and do their things. And they got these levees and they got these barbed wire stuff that they call the floaters and stuff to try and stop the invasion because Texas is being invaded. And then, of course, they're lying through the teeth. And, of course, Biden, as a true communist, suing Texas because he wants this at these animals to come into the country and rape, kill, and murder people and all that. And one of these congresspersons that was talking earlier today told Maracas about a young lady that was about to celebrate her 24th birthday, but she can't because an illegal alien killed her. And he didn't say a damn thing. You know, he had no face to it or anything else to say, "I'm sorry to hear that,"
What's
and all
Abbott
that type
doing?
Of stuff. What?
What is Abbott doing?
Abbott is closing the border. He's putting all these barricades at the river area and stuff.
How about somebody there with a gun put a bullet in their head?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. But they got everything else they did. And it's working up to the point because the left is pissed off. You know, if you know when something is working, it's when you hear noise from the left. That's when you know things are working. So that's
a
big thing.
What are the things in the water?
Those are the bowels. That's the floaters. Those are the things. They got that wrapped in barbed wire and stuff like that, these floaters. It goes all the way down. And what it does, it's like an underwater wall, and with barbed wire. And if you're trying to go over it or around it, you get caught up in it, and it prevents a lot of people from coming in.
So what is Biden doing to remove it?
He filed a lawsuit in the courts against the state of Texas. There's nothing else he could do, and he'll lose on that.
Okay.
But, you know, because that's states' rights. Because the federal government's not doing their job. The state has the right to defend
themselves. They're going through Arizona because Katie Hobbs is still in charge because they don't do their job.
Yeah, but she's not doing anything different than what Abbott's doing right now. She's not letting him in. He's doing the same thing. She's basically doing the same thing. Well, because
the
wall is there.
What was the name of the other one? The news reporter, what was her name?
Carrie Lake. Gosh, she's working on something. She did some kind of announcement the other day. I'm not keeping up too much with it.
How come she didn't win?
They're still going through. They're still counting, actually. They're still counting. I don't know, Gil. I can't.
So
Scott, I don't know.
Would you say it's fraud?
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting down towards the nitty-gritty.
What's Trump going to do when he comes in as president on all these pieces of luck?
They're all going. Okay. They are so scared shitless of Trump. They're trying everything under the sun to get him, and they can't. You notice there's supposed
every
to be a diamond.
DA, what
diamond.
Is he going to do with every DA that's corrupt?
He's going to fire him. He's going to arrest him. He's going to do whatever he needs to do in the guidelines of the law that he's able to do. But he is going to take them.
He's
going
to go after the New York idiots? He's going to go after the two idiots in New York?
All of them.
Adam?
All of them.
He'll
do whatever he's got. He's got to do everything he's got to do to do it. Adams knows that that Sanctuary Cities doesn't work anymore. He's getting inundated, and he's trying to change his tone, but it's a little too little delayed. But that's the thing there.
That's because he didn't get good weed this week.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Probably it. Sorry.
Yeah, but Biden.
Time. I will be back on Sunday. We don't know if there's a forbidden door yet. We're still watching the events transact in D.C. Let's see what happens next. The truth has reported it. We had the exclusivity on it. We were right. Everybody debated us. We were right. Now they're walking away with their tails in between their legs. So we'll be back on Sunday. I want to tell everybody, have a great week. God bless you. God bless the USA. Stay strong. We're getting there, folks. It's happening. It's on. The mission's happening. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Scarlett's great. The gentleman is great. It was really good. It's a great show today. Went through almost everything we did. I want to tell everybody that, we do have a possible forbidden door on Sunday. We're working on it. Censorship and cancel culture has to end. We need to continue to focus on stuff. Like I said earlier, If the left is yelling and screaming and trying to stop you, you're doing something right. Because the left doesn't want to be exposed as what they are, and that's a communist, socialist type of thing. Corrupt, illegal, criminals, thugs, whatever you want to call it. And they're not the Democratic Party anymore. They're the Communist Party. Everybody knows that people are waking up. The American people are waking up. We have the ability to be the best in the world again, and we should make that way. What is wrong about making us great? What is wrong about making individuals great? What's wrong about making Broward County great, or Tallahassee great, or Florida great, or any state in the country great? What is wrong with that? Nothing. You, me, and everyone have the ability in this country to be successful in life, to have a great life, follow our passions and our dreams. And so if we all do that and we all follow that path, we will be making America great again. We are going to make it great again because we have it within us to dream and to grow and to live and to enjoy life and to be loved by people that actually love you and care for you, the people that actually grow and be there for you and fight for you. Those are the things that happen, and you got to learn that sometimes you got to turn the other cheek when something's said bad or things like that. But you know what? It's not your job to punish others. Let God decide the punishment for individuals. And that's what we're saying. And that's what the pastor was talking about earlier. And that's what's about I Put Grace You and other stuff by this pastor here and others. And we're going to actually tomorrow is supposed to be talking about two chapters in a book of club reading that we have tomorrow sometime. And I got the link so I could do it that way. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming on the show. We got to continue with the truth always. We sometimes, some of the stuff that we say could take a day, could take a week, could take months to come true, but it's true. The facts are there. We verify everything before we say it, and we do it, and it's coming out. We knew about Hunter. We knew about all the stuff behind the blinds, and we were saying it, and people are laughing at us and stuff like that. But guess what? They're not laughing after today. And this is just the beginning. As more and more evidence comes out, and more, even the left-wing media, this fake news have to start reporting it now. They cannot hide it anymore. It's out there because the truth always wins out in the end. I want to thank people in the chat room, Bring It Boy E, and the Neon Nation and others. I'd like to the Scarlet, our co-host, and the gentleman, the pastor that called in earlier, and others listening around the world. Don't forget, we are in approximately 130 nations worldwide, and we're simulcast on especially Wednesday on a number of stations around the world. And you can hear us on drive time and night time with overnight, as they call it, but they call it dead time. You can hear us on that. I want to thank you again. Don't forget to tune in Sunday at 7 p.m. on the Truth Is Out There Voice of People radio show on the Truth Is Out There Voice of People radio network, media network on Block Talk Radio. And check us out on our website on thetruthisthetruth.net. It's thetruthisthetruth.net. Thank you again, and have a good evening, and see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, everyone. See you on Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.